old oaken bucket came to mind.
Is that a song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What do you carry milk in?
Milk pail.
How does that differ from a bucket?
I think a pail's made out of metal.
Is the size any different?
Mm-mm.
And what sort of container do you use to carry your food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay, can you describe that?
It's just a bucket. They have slop in it.
It's function rather than...
Right.
You would not use the water bucket.
Okay.
What do you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
What's it made of?
Cast iron, I suppose.
Could it be made of something else?
Nope. Not to me, anyway.
Well, suppose it were a modern one that were aluminum and Teflon coated. What would you call it?
What would I call that? I guess I'd call it a frying pan, too.
Okay, would you ever say anything other than frying pan? What about an old-time one that had three legs?
I have no idea.
Okay. How about something big and black out in the backyard to boil clothes in?
Big wash pot.
Okay, have you seen those?
Mm-hmm. And General Jones made us a lot of camp stew in a
wash
pot.
Oh,
really? Uh-huh. They must weigh 75 pounds.
Good heavens. So you can cook in them as well as...
Mm-hmm.
And how about a container where you might plant some flowers in the house?
Plant some hot flowers in a flower pot.
And suppose it's for cut flowers?
In a vase.
Mm-hmm. What are the eating utensils that you set at each place?
Oh, knife, fork, spoon.
And if you had two of that first one, you had two?
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are dirty, you'd say, I have to go and...
Wash them.
And in order to get the soap off, after she washes the dishes, she...
She rinses them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing the dishes?
Oh my God, I forgot about this. let's see. I'm trying to remember what I do call them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a dish rag for washing them.
Mm-hmm. And for drying them?
I'd probably call it a drying cloth or drying rag.
All right. And the small square of terry cloth that you bathe your face with?
Bath towel.
For your face? For bathing your face with?
What did I say?
You said bath towel.
What's wrong with that?
If that's what you use, that's fine. What about... I just wanted to be sure that you said what you meant. Okay, the thing that you dry yourself off with.
Towel.
Is that the same as a bath towel?
No.
Okay, bath towel's what you wash your face with, right?
Right.
Okay. I will accept that. What do you turn on?
Remember, whatever I say is right.
That's right. What do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Turn on the faucet.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it were out in the yard that you attach a hose to?
It'd be a hydrant.
All right, and suppose it were some sort of a portable container. Cooler.
I might call that a spigot.
Mm-hmm. It was so cold last night, or particularly on December the 7th, and the water pipes...
They busted.
Okay, and if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
All right. People used
I'm liable to say burst or bust. Mm-hmm. Busted or burst.
In the past, you might say...
Mm-hmm. Burst.
Okay. People used to buy flour in a big wooden thing called a...
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
I would say it came in cans, some description.
What about lard?
Lard can.
Okay. And what would you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
Funnel.
Mm-hmm. What do they use to urge horses to go faster in a buggy?
Whip.
And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it. Question says put them. The grocer might, anyway, the grocer might put this fruit into a...
Paper bag.
Okay.